4DJC. 4DJC testing.
4HKX. Good morning, Jerry.
I just did a little test on my radio. I don't think I'm getting into the repeater very well this morning in 4DJC.
Ring good and strong this morning, Jerry.
Some crackling on it yesterday, but I was on my handheld, and but I'm only running 5 watts now into my little small beam I've got. I wasn't real sure if I was having trouble or it was just some other type of interference or not. You sound good this morning, Dave.
Good to hear. I'm on my beam on 10 watts, and I'm picking up some interference on my end, but I'm glad to hear I sound okay.
Be white noise on your end at all, Patrick. It sounds like it's good and solid. Audio is really good.
Coming in good and strong, and you're clean. There's some noise on my signal, receive signal, this morning, but other than that, you're good.
Just checking. I didn't know whether I was getting in very well or not. I know that on some of them I've heard some crackling coming in. I'm not hearing anything on yours. You got a good strong signal this morning. And I may crack it up to 10 watts, see if it helps any or not. But I was on 25 earlier, and I couldn't tell any difference between 25 and 5 when I listened to the... I've got another radio set up to record on the machine, and I sounded about the same on both radios. I'm not just sure if it's just a reception issue, because I'm not getting in the machine very well or what's going on with it, but on one hand, it sounds okay. The audio sounds okay, but I hear some crackling on it on the other radio. And I heard some yesterday on a couple of guys, but you don't have anything. You sound like you said, I don't hear a bit of white noise at all that I can detect. It all sounds really good to me.
Here, me, Chad, and Daniel all worked, not last weekend, or was it? Yeah, it was last Friday, I believe it was, installing new antenna and running new coax, so it's good to know that it's working as good as it is.
This morning, that's probably the best signal I've heard out of you on your end when you're at home. The audio is nice and crisp, and it sounds right. Sounds just like you do on mobile, except there's less noise on it. I can't tell you. I mean, I wouldn't call it white noise, but there's no crackling, nothing like that on my end at all.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Hey, what's the neighborhood? Good morning, Rusty.
And I'm not sure who the other station is. And I just got my wallet murdered. Went to the grocery store and bought groceries.
KO4HKX, how are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good, Patrick. Well, I just heard the tail end of your thing, so I didn't have enough to catch your voice. But I went and bought groceries this morning, and I'm proud. I didn't buy any sweets today, so I'm going to be eating healthy for a while.
I was going to say that's why you spent so much money. They want us to be fat and lazy.
That's what it is. But I was stocking up on some items that I don't buy often, like bleach and toilet tissue and things like that. I just having to restock those since the supply is getting smaller. And get stock on that. Go ahead, Jerry.
This gas isn't going up much, and I think it went up. And then it just kind of held there, even though the price of oil's come down a little bit, still around 380. I think it's 384 at Sam's here in town, which is about as cheap as I've seen it anywhere. And I think I get 5 cents a gallon discount on that on top of that. I don't know whether they give it to me afterwards or not. But that's not as bad as I've seen other places. But man, I tell you one thing, diesel fuel is still staying up there. It's over $5 a gallon everywhere I look.
I've been able to find it for as low as $4.74, but that's about it.
I don't live in California. Diesel is over $7 a gallon out there right now. I got a friend who drives a truck out there. He said it's a good thing his company pays for the fuel because, like I said, it's over $7 a gallon out there, and he's not, you know, he's not having to pay it himself. And I got to run in a place real quick. I'll be back in just a minute. I got to go drop some money off to someone if they're in here. W2G, be right back.
Yeah, is your park truck, is it diesel?
Yes, it is. So is my personal vehicles.
That's terrible. Then one of our nephews drives for. He's not independent. He drives for some company. I think he does a lot of Walmart stuff. But he's mostly on the West Coast, and he really complained about how expensive it was. And he said some cases it's hard to. Some of the places out there it's hard to even find it sometimes, and that's even worse. It's one thing if you have to pay more for it, but it's even worse if you can't get it, especially if you depend on it to make a living like you do.
It adds up. I'm spending over $100 a day in diesel fuel.
They could sure do something about that if they just turn it on, and it would drop down 50 cents a gallon at least, maybe a dollar a gallon in a matter of 2 weeks. The threat of turning everything back on again would drop it down and quit buying from all these other places. They got enough in the United States to support ourselves. We need to get back that. They don't realize what the, you know, they think they're doing the right thing sometimes, and they do the opposite. So we're not going off fossil fuel anytime soon. Hey, I'm not getting on an airplane that's electric. I know that.
I'm with you there, Jerry. I'd prefer not to get on one. Period. Anything about the flying, I just don't like being herded like cattle and shipped like a sardine.
Back on the road again.
You get huddled up in those things. They're pretty tight anyway. And then having to wear a mask. You know, now you have to wear a mask when you go in the airport. Off the plane and before you leave that airport, so you got a mask on for the length of the flight, leading up to the flight, and after you get off. So it's just, our daughter and son-in-law went to Vegas back in December, and that's about a 3 or 4 hour flight, I guess, and they had to wear the mask the whole time. And it was not, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant. It doesn't bother them as much as it does me because I have a hard time breathing anyway. but I just looks like it. Yeah, that was right. If I go anywhere, if it's not halfway across the country, I'll drive, I guess.
One better. For my event that's coming up in 2 weeks, I have a judge candidate, Now, he doesn't get his way paid. He has to pay his own expenses. But he is flying in from Germany. So keep in mind, think about how long he's going to be wearing a mask for. And the flight overseas, the flight part of it is in the U.S., continental U.S., down to where we're having the event. So he's going to be wearing a mask for a long time. By the way, Jerry, you still got that radio I was interested in?
No, I had one you were interested in.
300 that I was talking to you about.
705. I don't have a 7300. I got the little QRP version of the, Icon. It's got, UHF, VHF, and HF2, but it's only 10 watts.
Okay. I was talking with someone that had a radio that they wanted to sell, and I was looking interested in buying it, so. Oh, that's okay. Go ahead, Patrick.
What's up to today other than running the roads, Rusty?
Back to the house because I have a 20-meter net to call at 2 o'clock today, and then I have a 40-meter net to call tonight at 8 o'clock. So other than doing a few things around the house, a little laundry and stuff, I'm not going anywhere once I get back to the house. And so that's what the rest of my day is going to look like. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to go to Lowe's here in a little while and pick up a few things, and then the rest of the day is going to be working around the house, getting ready for spring and summer.
Now, see, they had to replace a light switch last night. They was cracking when I got in there. The ground wasn't even on it, so I got that fixed. That's about all I did yesterday. Other than our grandkids were here Thursday and yesterday afternoon because they had a spring break Friday through this next week. But we got a few things we got to get done today, and hopefully it looks like the weather may be letting up, easing up a little bit. The sun's supposed to be out this afternoon. We might get outside, do a few things. And the guys dug the foundation for the house next door last week, and they probably won't, I don't think they'll pour today. They'll probably pour sometime next week, I guess, because it's not dried out near enough to do it today, I don't think. N4DJC for ID.
You can't pour concrete when there's water sitting in the trenches that you're going to pour it into, so that's not a good thing. And I spent Wednesday and Thursday, drove up on Wednesday to Raleigh, North Carolina, spent that afternoon looking at facilities for getting ready for a convention there in the fall, and spent the night with one of my barbershop friends up there, and he and his wife. Oh, she fed me so good, I didn't want to leave. But anyway, we were going to do more Thursday morning, but it was pouring rain up there. That storm front come through here Wednesday, went up through there, so they were getting plastered. So I left and come on back and got caught in traffic on 85, of course. Then yesterday I was dealing with technicians, one online, trying to fix some software that I own and pay for service for, and another one for an AT&T technician to come out to find out what was wrong with my internet line. So that pretty much took care of the last 3 days. That's why I'm doing all this stuff I'm doing this morning. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm going to try to rebuild my raised garden bed this weekend so I can get ready for a few garden plants.
I'll have to work on my internet. Still not very fast. I got Spectrum cable, and I'm not getting very close to what I'm supposed to be getting, so I got it swapped in for a near version of near modem, and got one of the Wi-Fi 6 routers, and I'm still on it, about 19 down. I'll be doing at least 60 to 70, maybe 100, and say, I think there's something on the cable line coming outside, so I gotta get with them maybe in the next couple of weeks and get that thing, see if I can get some improved service for that. And Patrick, my neighbor across the street from me, showing something he did with his, he's got a raised bed. He's got a deal out there where he's using like bales of hay, small straw bales. Fertilizer, just sitting them on the concrete, putting fertilizer down at them and water them, and then he's going to plant, take like potted plants, not from seed, but from little pots, and put some soil down in it and grow them off top of those hay bales. And I never heard anything like that before. He said it's supposed to work. We'll see. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Watching some videos yesterday of a guy, he's growing his potatoes. He takes the T-fence post, drives it in the ground, and then the fence, he just makes him like a little loop out of it and puts hay in, row potatoes, a little bit of soil, and then lets them grow out of it that way. And then when it comes time to harvest your crop, you just take the wire loose and let it all come out.
My neighbor across the street from me has either 6 or 8 of the planter boxes like that built. And she gets some really good vegetables over there out of hers. And she's been doing it for years now. And her plant beds will be just, when it comes time to start harvesting, they're just full of vegetables all over the place. And she does a good job of it too, so. Anyway, guys, well, I'm going to say 7-3s because I'm getting about ready to pull back in the yard. Both of you have a good day. I got to go unload all these groceries and put them up and then figure out what I'm going to do. I'll talk to both of you later. Patrick, I'll let you take it, and Jerry, you have a good day. 7-3s, W2T.
You have a good day. Good to hear from you this morning. And Jerry, I'm going to have to jump off here now and focus on what I'm doing here. so I can get all this business meeting done and over with. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now, and I'll talk to you on down the wall. KO4HKX. Clear.
Afternoon. May talk to you later on today. Patrick, can talk to you as usual this morning. You have a good day, and I know you got a lot on your plate. Anyway, good talk to you. Talk to you later. N4DJC. Clear.
Quebec Mobile, 6-1.
Oh, wow, QK, bubble.
This is N4IQ, Bill. I'm not far from my house, I just thought I'd say good morning. It's been a long time since I've talked to you.
Radio anymore because I'm very rarely behind the wheel. I'm headed to town now for a birthday party.
Oh, that sounds like a fun thing to do on a Saturday. Hopefully the weather improved for you. I'm just about to the house. I rarely get on either because I'm not in the car very much. But anyway, I hope you have a nice day for it. Over.
Swing by the sporting store while I'm out here, pick up some fishing gear, get everything ready for springtime.
Yeah, I'm on East Georgia. No lights, no nothing. He's got a outfit that looks like it's camouflage. I mean, I tell you, I hardly saw that guy.
Yeah, he's looking to get hit if he's all camouflage and stuff like that.
Yeah, the first time I've seen that. He's got an adamant, you know, bicyclist hat on. He's got his little spandex panties on. But the shirt is, believe it or not, it's camouflage. Now, that is weird. But anyway, out on this road, this particular road, it's only two lanes, a lot of curves, hills. Someone's going to run over that guy.
Happening, my area, we have a lot of bike riders out here riding on the road and stuff. And a lot of times they'll take it to the tire lane, then they'll try to wave you to go past them on a blind curve. That's what gets me, is they'll try to get you to pass them on a blind curve. I'm like, I ain't dumb. I think too many people will have head-on collisions doing that.
That's a smart thing to do. All right, well, I can see my driveway. You have a good day. 73 is N4IQ.
Okay, Jeff, or YQK, bubble.